smaller kids eating ice cream with their cousins. I was studying while you was playing the dozens. Don't act like you was there when you wasn't. Running from the man, running from the badge. Don't act like you was there when you wasn't. Running from our plans and the judge's hands.
For real. Williams. From the movie Hidden Figures. I tell you, it was something to see, to hear, to contemplate. This is one of the songs that was running, that was playing when, well, during the time when Miss Katherine Johnson had to take a potty break. I'm for real. She had to take her potty breaks. Now, why would they play a song entitled Running? Well, Miss Johnson was working as one of, well, a number of African-American women at NASA. I think this was probably around the 1950s or so. And I know you think, well, so she had to take a potty break at NASA. What's the big deal? By and large, it wasn't a big deal except for this one thing. Remember what time it was? Somewhere around the 1950s. And at the time, since she was working in a building where there were no bathrooms for, as she put it, colored girls, she had to run about halfway across campus. Well, I put it this way. As she said it, approximately half a mile to get from the building where she was working to get to the building where the bathroom was located. Can you imagine every time you got ready to take a potty break, you'd have to travel by foot half a mile, even if it was raining outside?
But in my mind, I already jumped. If I stand still, then can I get far?
This went on for a while until one day her boss, Mr. Al Harrison, expressed his dismay that so often when he got ready to ask her something, she was nowhere around, nowhere to be found. Now, here's the thing, to her credit now, because I know some of you thinking, well, why didn't she go ahead and use a bathroom that was in the same building where she worked? Unfortunately, it wasn't quite that easy. It wasn't. Should have been, but it wasn't. And when she was moved to that department from a different department on campus, on the Nassau campus, she asked the other only female in the new department, the only other female who happened to be white, where the bathroom was. And the lady just looked at her and said, "There is no bathroom in this building for colored girls." And this is a building where most of the people we saw in the movie were men in this particular building. Most of the people were men. I'm not saying that's the only gender that was in that building, but that's just about all we saw, with the exception of Mary Johnson, who was played by, Katherine Johnson, who was played by Taraji P. Henson, and her white female co-worker who was in that same department with her. And when her white counterpart said, "There are no other bathrooms in this building for colored girls," she did not follow it up with, "But you can go ahead and use the one that I use." No, no. And so Miss Johnson looked at her, and she had a lot of work to do. She took her files with her to the bathroom, because she was under pressure to get work done by a deadline. So this woman couldn't even just take it upon her to just do what most people do. And when they use the bathroom, just use the bathroom. I mean, some people, I know, do some reading while they're in the bathroom, but that's usually by choice. Well, I put it this way. It's not because they need to be reading while they're in the bathroom. She needed to be working on those files, those numbers. She was an outstanding mathematician. And she needed to be working on numbers while she was in the bathroom so that she could get it all done on time, so she could meet her deadlines. So she would run over to the bathroom, work on the numbers, wash her hands, and run back to her department. Files in her arms. I'm telling you, this was some story. Based on a true story, too. As many of you know, based on a true story. Katherine Johnson, played by Taraji P. Henson. Dorothy Vaughn, played by Octavia Spencer. Mary Jackson, played by Janelle Monáe. These were the three women who were really in the spotlight when it comes to portraying the challenges that three of the African-American women at Nassau dealt with at that time. I'm saying three of them dealt with because they weren't the only three African-American women who were at Nassau dealing with challenges. As a matter of fact, Ms. Dorothy Vaughn, who was played by Octavia Spencer, was a lady who was serving as supervisor over a team of African-American women. And when I say a team, I'm thinking somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 30 African-American women under her supervision. And she was not given the title of supervisor, nor was she given the pay of supervisor. Not because she didn't deserve it, not because people were unaware of what was going on. They just chose to treat her like that. Katherine Johnson, again, played by Taraji P. Henson, and Mary Jackson, played by Janelle Monáe, were two of the African-American women who worked under the supervision of Dorothy Vaughn, again, played by Octavia Spencer. Katherine Johnson was moved to a different department when the boss man, Al Harrison, played by Kevin Costner, made it clear that he needed a top-notch mathematician, someone who could deal with a particular type of algebra, I think it was, because America was feeling the heat. The Russians had just launched a man into outer space. And America wasn't liking the fact that the Russians had beat them to the punch.